Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I've got a bad feeling about this. You're looking at me strange, but think about it. Where have you heard that phrase before? Well, if you've seen any one of the 9 different Star Wars movies, you will know that almost every single character says that line at some point during one of the films. It's a running gag that started the first episode and worked all the way through, that they would always say that right as they're just about to round the corner and be, you know, attacked by stormtroopers or fly into the Death Star, something was about to happen, one of the members of the cast, and it kept changing, and I don't even think it was even in the script sometimes, would say, "I got a bad feeling about this." And, you know, they would wander in, their own fault, somehow the Force or whatever it was would get them through it, and they would discover that through that process they accomplished something. Even though when they went around there and went, uh-oh, they knew they were in trouble. I think about that in relation to our lessons today. Especially our gospel lesson speaks to me about that. Especially that little bit part that you may have missed. It's not the major part of the story, about the calling of James and John. Now there is a family I would love to meet. James and John, you may recall, at one point trying to get Jesus to shoot down heaven from down fire from the heaven and consume their enemies who won't listen to them. That's an interesting couple of brothers. Their mother, you may also recall, is the one who tried to persuade Jesus to put James and John at the right and left-hand side of him when the kingdom came in. She was a piece of work as well. And their father was called Zebedee, or Thunder. So they were the sons of Thunder. So you can imagine, and you can put your own words into this, what must have happened when Jesus walked along the shore, called out to those boys, and they left. They left Zebedee, left Thunder, in the boat, with the nets, and with everything else, and took off after this itinerant preacher. "What were you thinking? I'm here, their father. Where are you going? A few words I can't repeat, da, 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 da. You're just going to leave me out here all alone and take after this guy? I got a bad feeling about this." And you think about it, it makes no sense logically. Why would they leave in the middle of a fishing experience? That was their business. And it was a business, as you know, because they had a series of boats, these different brothers did. And they were in a great location. I mean, let's face it. The Sea of Galilee was there. You know, the Jordan there. And it was an area that also had a lot of population. It was the home of Caesarea Philippi, which, as you probably guessed from the name, was named after the Caesar and Philip, one of the Herods. And it was a place that the Romans settled in. They liked to live by the lake. So there was a profit to be made at being a fisherman or a craftsman. It's one of the things that people wonder if Jesus and his father Joseph didn't do to make a living, to help build and be a craftsman when Caesarea Philippi was built. I mean, it's a great location. And they had the business. They had the fish and ability to sell it. And their dad probably went bananas on them for rowing off and chasing after this guy, Jesus. But isn't that what happens in all these lessons? Think about it. Zebulun and Naphtali had a pretty rough experience. They were conquered by the Babylonians. When it was restored, you got the passage from Isaiah that sounds great. Except, again, the Romans came in. The Greeks and then the Romans. They had 3 invasions in less than 500 years, and they were an occupied people. I'm sure they were pretty tired of hearing about this prophecy that things were getting better. I'm sure as soon as this Jesus came around and started quoting this stuff, they went, "I got a bad feeling about this. This hasn't necessarily worked out too great for us. And God wants us to do what?" And take Paul. That group at Corinth, man, they're a mess, aren't they? They're dividing into camps according to who baptized them. They're having fights over trivial matters. I'm sure Paul said, "I got a bad feeling about this." What's interesting to note, just as happens in those movies, in the Star Wars movies, is no one stops. Did you notice that? They run around that corner. They know there's trouble ahead of them. And yet, despite the logic that says this is not good, they respond. They respond to help their families and friends, or in the case of those people in the Bible, because God calls them. And God's call is not always logical or profitable or understandable. I mean, look at Zebedee. His kids left him there on the lake shore with all the stuff, you know? And yet sometimes God calls us, I believe, in the same way. knowing that sometimes we're going, I got a bad feeling about this, and yet our feet still know to go forward because it's a call from God. It's a call in our conscience. It's a call in us to respond in justice or caring for people, even when the odds are not against us. And yes, in some cases, they shoot better than Starship Troopers do in the Star Wars movies. There really is danger in running around that corner or flying that spaceship or going out into the world. But that's what God does with us. He doesn't suspend our fears, doesn't suspend our, got a bad feeling about this, when he calls us into the church, when he meets us at the font, when he blesses us at the table, because he always sends us back into that same dangerous world. And he asks us, knowing that, knowing the fears and anxieties we have, to allow his spirit to call us into these ventures. We don't have the answers. We're not required to. We don't always know how we're going to work it out. We're not required to. We're not better than the people we're sent to. We don't have to be. It is God's spirit that calls us. And it is the very presence of our feet getting up and moving, or running, or flying, or whatever it is, in pursuit of something valuable that matters. It's not about success all the time. It's not about looking good. It's not about being logical. It is about being willing to hear that call and follow. And yes, being a Christian has plenty of moments where you go, I've got a bad feeling about this. And yet the call comes. It did for all those who go before me. All those. Think of St. Francis. His family probably went when he threw away his clothing and his money and everything he'd been gifted with. I got a bad feeling about this. They did for Luther, challenging the church, challenging the power and authority of his day. I got a bad feeling about this, Martin, and so on and so on. The Bonhoeffers, the Martin Luther King Jr.'s, all the people, the church, all did sometimes wonder. It's pretty clear in their writings. If you read the writings of Mother Teresa, she really had some real doubts and fears about this whole thing called faith. And yet, she got up and she went. That's the measure of what's going on in our stories this day. Is this call to overcome our hesitations? Not to not have them. We're going to be fearful sometimes. We're going to wonder what this is all about. But we trust that if God leads us, it's for a reason. And that God will be at work in what we do. That's the bottom line of faith. It's not always logical. It doesn't always make sense. And we're not promised a reward because we already got the reward. God is with us and God blesses. So, this day, think about that a little bit. Think about the next time you got that, I'm not too sure about this, or I got a bad feeling about this. But also wonder if you're not hearing the call to get up and go. Get up and go where God will lead us, knowing God will do what is ever necessary, because it isn't really about us. It's not about our abilities, about our worthiness, about our purities. It's not so that good. It's all about God's willingness to work through us. Sometimes even our mistakes and our failures, as happens quite often, God uses them. Doesn't cause them, uses them to proclaim the kingdom by visible sign, by faithfulness, sometimes even by words. Oh yeah, I got a bad feeling about this. But also know God is at work. Amen.
Amen.